Rosalinda Borsilla is an artist and educator working in Chicago, Illinois, and the greater Midwest. She has one child, age 2.
So it's never quite, it was almost like, oh, here's this big table, and identity politics is like everybody clamoring for an equal seat at the table, and mm-hmm. then nobody being able to step back from the situation. So the rules of the game remain intact. And that's kind of how I've understood the way that a particular kind of identity politics is played out in academia. So I'm just talking specifically about that, not about identity politics in general. I've always been slightly confused when people ask me about how I identify myself to people I don't know, because I engage with that as a tactical, financial, professional, speculative maneuver that we have to do, and that's how I see it. Now, my first reaction was, well, I don't know, that's not, and then I thought, well, wait a minute, in relation to people I do know, in relation to the closest people in my life, for instance, Justin, we call each other Mama and Dada now. We're like, hey, Dada, you're back from work. And it's not for the benefit of Liana. Maybe it's part because out of habit, because that's how she knows us. But it's not for the benefit of her. I think that we are seeing each other differently, and we're relating to each other. There's like a different channel there that wasn't there before. I think that sort of made me pause and realize what a big chunk of my, just like that I'm sitting in a different place. I do feel like I'm sitting in a different place now. And that I've experienced myself differently. I think I introduce myself the same way to people who don't know me as, I'm an artist who was born in Romania. It's like, get those markers down, and whatever the context is. So that's kind of unexpected. I had a lot of friends who thought I was too much of a commie, or that I'm very neurotic. So I was always Rosalinda that loses shit. My friends have told me that they like mommy Rosalinda better because she's more mellow. Saw the mellowing when I was pregnant. I was like in touch with my intuition, kind of preggers lady. I was like really good at being pregnant. And so everybody's like, God, you're so mellow and you're not frowning as much and you're just sort of softer. Finally, very feminine. And I feel like since I've had her, I've had a tremendous amount of rage. I have had quite a bit of rage since. I know that it has a lot to do with the extent to which the work that goes into sustaining life is completely undervalued. And at the same time, is it the foundation for everything else, But I think it also has a lot to do with the way that I have never, my own sense of my own crassness at this, the way that I have never understood, appreciated, thought about, given a shit about, been sensitive to any of this at all. And actually been very demeaning, I think, and belittling, or certainly not receptive. I mean, it's kind of shocking to me to see myself in this perspective. For instance, being super angry at my mother for not coming and taking care of Liana full-time so I could just keep on working. Realizing that I'd had some completely unanalyzed expectations. That part of being feminine, which is the grandmother role, consisted in providing free labor, and then thinking that that's just normal, and being really angry at my mother's illness that precludes her from being useful. Like that, the extent to which I would get angry at the kind of work that I expected other people to take on because I was drowning, That's, I'm really struggling with that, both with the kind of disappointment that I feel I've had, but with my own kind of shock at, like, seeing that at myself and going, do you really want to have that relationship with another human being, much less another woman, that she has to be your servant? And I was very angry. I still am. It's the flashes when I least expect it,